Morning, Steve.
Hi, Jim.
Sorry to keep you waiting, but this is Visitor's Day, and I've been showing some of the visiting firemen over the plant.
Oh, that's all right. I've just been trying to figure out how we can wind this thing up by the end of the week so I can get started on that moon project.
I think I have the answer to that. I brought in another consulting engineer to give you a hand.
Oh, good.
Ever hear of J.M. Johnson?
No, I don't think I have.
One of our top astronomers. Made some outstanding contributions to the field of astrophysics. Brilliant mathematician. Brilliant. Should pick up the Nobel Prize one of these days.
Wonderful. He should be able to help a little.
Steve, there's something else I ought to tell you about Johnson.
You mean there's more?
Excuse me, Mr. Guthrie. They're waiting for you in conference room B.
Oh, thanks, Cecile.
And Mr. Douglas, Dr. Johnson will meet you in the design room.
Oh, he's here, huh? Fine.
Come on down, Steve, and I'll introduce you.
Oh, don't bother, Jim, if you've got an appointment. I'll introduce myself.
Okay. Good luck.
Very sorry. Were you going to Mr. Guthrie's office?
No, I'm just taking a tour of the funhouse. I'll be back.
If you get lost in the maze, send up a smoke signal.
Thanks.
Quite a surprise, isn't she?
Yes. I'll have to drop in more often on Visitor's Day. I'm going to get to work.
Oh, Mr. Douglas. Excuse me, the design room is that way.
Yes, I know. I was just taking the scenic route.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Pete. How are things?
Just fine.
He's there by now, Dr. Johnson.
Oh, fine. Thanks, Cecile. I'll go hunt him up.
And how are things with you?
No complaints, Pete. Place you look for something is invariably where you'll find it. I'm afraid this doesn't fit me.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Steve Douglas.
Oh, well, how do you do?
We don't usually have such attractive visitors.
Well, thank you, but I...
Are you interested in this sort of thing?
Well, yes, a little. I...
Must be pretty baffling to an outsider. As a matter of fact, it's pretty baffling to an insider.
Well, why don't you tell me about it? Or is it a secret?
Oh, no, it's non-classified. Well, these happen to be instruments which we hope to put into a satellite and send into space, beyond the atmosphere. It'll be sort of flying observatory, you know, so we can get a better look at the stars and things up there. And this little fellow here is the telescope. And by sending this telescope far enough into space, we can overcome the usual atmospheric distortion and get a much clearer picture of the stars and things. You follow me?
Well, I'm trying to.
And this gadget here is a small television camera, which will also go along on the trip and send back pictures of what this little fellow here sees.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, this isn't all as simple as it sounds. I mean, we have the problem of solar flares, the sun melting the film.
But I presume you've allowed for sufficient thickness to protect the satellite.
Oh, yes, of course we have.
And what is the weight of the total payload you intend to use?
About 2,000 pounds.
How do you plan to orient and control the telescope so that it'll track the star?
You seem to know quite a bit about this, Miss...
Johnson.
J.M. Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Johnson?
Call me Johnson. Everybody does.
call me foolish. Everybody does.
I'm sorry, Mr. Douglas. It was an opportunity I couldn't resist.
I know.
Well, shall we go to work?
Yes, I guess we'd better. Of course, this is the first time I've ever worked with an engineer who wears lipstick.
Yes.
You've heard that before. I don't really know where to start.
Well, why don't you begin by briefing me a little more on this little fellow here, in terms I can understand.
Johnson.
See, that was a good first day's work. Looks like we'll be able to start you on that moon project right on schedule.
You know, Jim, I'm a little sorry we have to rush this assignment. Today's work was really quite pleasant.
You like working with Johnson, huh?
Yeah, it's all right. I will say it's a little difficult to try to compute star magnitudes with those baby blue eyes looking at me across the drafting table.
Well, don't let those baby blue eyes fool you. Behind them is one of the sharpest minds in this business.
I don't doubt that. But she's still a woman, Jim, and a darn good-looking one.
Steve, if you've got any plans for Johnson other than business, forget them. Well, she's technically a career woman.
You know what we say in this business. Even the impossible is possible.
Oh, that's true. But, personally, I think you'd be better off reaching for the moon. We know that's possible.
Okay, Jim. See you tomorrow.
I know. Good night, Steve.
Good night.
Guthrie, satisfied?
Oh, very satisfied. No complaints at all. You know, I was thinking,
We're going to have to work nights to meet this deadline.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, so,
After all, we have a great deal to accomplish in a very short time.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's 6 o'clock, and as long as we have
I'm
to work...
I'm starved. How about you?
Yes. I was just going to suggest...
Oh, good. Shall we take this along and discuss it over dinner?
Oh, that's a good idea. Do you like Italian food?
Well, yes.
I know just the place. It's called the Brothers Perucci. Wonderful food. Small, quiet, nice place to work.
Fine. I'll meet you there in an hour.
Meet me there?
Well, I'd really like to stop by the hotel and freshen up a little.
Oh, well, I'd like to change, too, so why don't I drop you by your hotel, and then I'll pick you up, and we'll...
Oh, no, thanks. I'll take a cab. What's the address?
Well, it's the 5th and Main, but
Shall we say 7 o'clock?
My car's right out in the parking lot.
You did say this was business.
Oh, of course.
Well, then, perhaps you'd better take your briefcase.
7 o'clock. Yes, how are you, Luigi?
Nice and hot. Right out of the kitchen. You're early.
Yes, I wanted to talk over the menu before the lady gets here.
There you are. $4.75 out of $5. Thank you.
Now, Luigi, we'll start with the antipasto. And after the antipasto, we'll have that... What is that wonderful dish you make here? The eggplant parmesan.
How about some nice tamales? We'll put cheese on it, and you'll never know the difference. Hey, Gonzalez, fix the record.
Gonzalez? What's going on?
Have you ever tried to find an Italian chef in this part of the country?
You mean your brother Guido isn't in the kitchen anymore? What happened?
He eloped to Mexico with the Norwegian cook from the chop suey parlor across the street, and he sent Gonzalez back to take his place.
You mean you're serving Mexican food in an Italian restaurant?
You should see what they're serving in a chop suey parlor.
Well, all right, I'll leave the dinner up to you. And Gonzalez.
I have a nice slice of bacon. How was this?
Nothing in the back.
Huh? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Well, this table usually seats 4.
Oh, Luigi. About the music, could you play something soft? Maybe something with a continental flavor?
Hey, Gonzalez, see if you can find a love song.
How about some imported Chianti?
Oh, I'll see if we got any.
I forgot we're having Mexican food. Just skip it, huh?
Thank you.
When did you get here?
Oh, about half an hour before the floor show started.
Must have looked a little silly from the ground control station.
Oh, with the visibility below zero, it was a little difficult to sight accurately.
I was just trying to see if we had enough light.
Oh.
Okay, you win.
Includes our suggestions for the proposal. The rest be left open to contract demands. That all?
Don't you have something to add?
Steve?
Huh? No, no.
I couldn't add two and two at this point.
Well, I'll pipe this up tomorrow and have you both sign it before I give it to Mr. Guthrie.
Yes.
Thanks, Lucille, for staying so late.
Oh, that's okay. I can use the overtime.
Good night, Lucille.
You mean morning?
Yeah. 4 o'clock. 4:02, to be exact. You must be bushed.
Oh, I feel fine.
You look fine. Bushed, but fine.
Oh, well, maybe I could do with a little sleep.
More coffee?
No. One more cup and I'll perk.
I'm hungry. How about you?
Starved.
Why don't we go and get something to eat?
The only place I know that's open this time of night is drive-in. That'd be okay.
Fine. As long as they have tamales Italiano.
Well, I'll meet you there.
Now, it'd be silly for you to call a cab, wouldn't it? Because I just happen to be driving there myself.
Well, in that case, maybe I'll just ride along with you.
Good idea. I was just going to suggest that. Well, now, if we can make it to the car, we're in business. Come on, let's try. Oh, man.
Of course, I can't promise you Freddy's drive-in will be as romantic as Luigi's.
I bet the records don't stick.
Got your coat. Steve taught me one thing at Luigi's. Never to put pleasure before business. What time does your plane leave for Washington tomorrow?
can.
Well, that doesn't leave us much time, does it?
I know.
What is this assignment you're in such a hurry to get to?
More stargazing. What's yours?
Well, Guthrie wants me to start on his moon project, but the last few days I've started a project of my own.
Oh?
But I can't go much farther with it if you leave town.
Well, what is it?
It's called Operation Johnson. I think it has a lot of possibilities. Couldn't you postpone the Washington trip? I mean, we really haven't had a chance to. Well, I'd like you to meet my family. Come out to the house and have dinner and visit the Douglas Den of Disaster. Bub's a wonderful cook, and I know the boys would... You know, Guthrie said something to me the other day. He told me it'd be easier to reach the moon than it would be to reach J.M. Johnson.
The moon is 240,000 miles away.
First name?
Joan.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll call you Johnson in the office and Joan in the moonlight. How'll that be? Bub, I should have been dressed and out of here by now.
Crying out loud, Steve. I was just trying to do you a favor. The hours you've been keeping this week, I thought you'd like to sleep in this morning.
Well, it's my own fault. I slept right through the alarm. I know you were trying to help.
You're darn right I was trying to help. You know how hard it is to keep those wild Indians out of the house on Saturday morning?
I'm sorry. It's just something I had to do this morning.
Well, there's something I got to do, too.
This
Look at
Stephen
this mess of laundry and cleaning. I suppose that's nothing.
Yes.
Just trying to do you a favor and you get all huffy about it.
Dr. Johnson, please.
Yes, sir. Just a moment. It's for you, Doctor. Stephen Douglas.
Stephen Douglas. Hi, Steve. How are you? I just got in town. I haven't had a chance to...
Excuse me, but something seems to be wrong here.
Well, that's too bad, Steve. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, the trouble is I wanted to speak to Dr. Johnson.
Well, this is Dr. Johnson.
Well, then I must have the wrong Dr. Johnson.
Oh, I see. Then I don't know you, do I, Steve?
No, I don't believe you.
I was trying to figure out whether you were the gallbladder or the appendectomy.
Here, I'll give you back to the clerk. Thanks very much.
Quiet! Who took my long extension cord?
Hello, this is Mr. Douglas again. You gave me the wrong Dr. Johnson. The one I want is a blonde. I mean, she's a lady.
Oh, that Dr. Johnson.
Yes, I'll tell you now. Would you give her a message for me? I'm supposed to take her to the airport this morning, and I'm going to be just a little late, so...
She checked out about an hour ago.
An hour ago? Did she leave a message or anything?
No, sir. No, she didn't.
I see.
Come on, give me my extension cord.
It's not yours, it's mine.
Yeah, well, who said you could use it for a dog leash?
You want to hear some good news?
Yeah, I could use a little right now.
The washing machine is busted.
Well, that figures.
What am I going to do about that service porch full of dirty clothes?
I wonder why she didn't phone.
Of course, I could send for the repairman.
I guess it just wasn't in the cards.
Might cost about $30.
I'll take a look at it.
Boy, when I have kids, I'm going to teach them to respect other people's property.
Or maybe even 40 or 50.
I said I'd take a look at it.
But when? If I don't get started on that laundry right away, you're not going to have any clean clothes next week.
Well, that takes care of Operation Johnson. Who was I kidding anyway?
And I know she's not doing her eye exercises with Mother there. Mama just spoiled the daylights out of those kids. And, of course, she never could do Al's shirts the way he likes them. And I just know none of them are eating the way they should be. So that's why I had to cut my vacation short. I was spending a fortune on long-distance calls anyway. I might as well be home.
I guess a family can be quite a problem sometimes.
Yes. Of course, nothing like the problems you have. But then you do have your freedom. I've always been fascinated by astrology or astronomy.
Astronomy?
Well, you know what I mean. Stargazing.
The only trouble with keeping your eyes on the stars is... Well, you stand a pretty good chance of missing what's happening right here on Earth.
Chip.
Yeah, Dad?
Thank you.
Boy, when I build my home, I'm going to have about 1,000,000 outlets in the garage.
That's it, I guess.
What was wrong, Dad?
One cotter pin, 2 bent paper clips, and one escape key.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. Now, let's try her. Oh, now, what's the matter? I guess this just isn't my day. And it hasn't even started.
Chip, did you give Dad this message?
What message?
The message from the doctor that I wrote you when she called up.
When did Dr. Johnson call?
When Mike and Bob went to the store. And he told Robbie and me not to wake you up. And Robbie was in the garage.
Oh, no wonder I'm always in trouble with Jean. I probably don't get half the messages she sends.
Took an earlier flight. They figured out why Operation Johnson won't get off the ground. Bad timing in the first stage rocket. We'll try to correct in Washington and let you know results. Request rain check on den of disaster.
You aren't sore at me, are you, Dad?
No, Chip. No, it's a very nice message. You did fine.
Jesus, Dad, it's raining!
Well, you got to work on here, Steve. I thought that washing machine was a goner for sure.
Well, you know what they say in my business, Bub. Even the impossible is possible.